everyone to a fantastic new Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We are so excited to be bringing you today's episode. First of all, we're excited because we get to welcome back one of our favorite guests. And second of all, what she's here to talk to us about, we are over the moon about. Like, this is the high holy day of books for us. So joining us today, we have the author, Isla Mell, and she's here to talk to us about the Tony Awards, a celebration of excellence in the theater. This book is available everywhere you buy books, including the Drama Bookshop and the Museum of Broadway. It's a fabulous book. It's been long awaited. So let's go ahead and waste no more time and welcome back our guest, Isla. So good to see you. Welcome back to Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Thank you. I'm excited to be back.
I'm so happy you're here. And it's Christmas morning for me. You brought us this amazing book that when we first met, you had mentioned you were working on. And it's here. I've been waiting so long, but it's finally here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what the Tony Awards Celebration of Excellence in the Theater is about?
Okay, well, this is an awards book in the style of books that Isabel Stevenson used to put out. And for those who might not know, Isabel Stevenson was a longtime president of the American Theater Wing. And many people have grown up watching her panels on A Life in the Theater. But she used to do these small little books that celebrated each season. And it was just celebrating award winners, you know, the Tony winners of that season. And so when the Wing got in touch with me to do this book, what they wanted was to celebrate 75 years of Tony winners. And we used her idea as sort of the inspiration. So it's not about the nominees. It's not a list of nominees and who won. We do list every winner, but it's really their stories. So it's full of over 140 very personal interviews with Tony winners. And it's just a dream project for me to work on.
Oh, that's so amazing. I can only imagine the people you've gotten to have conversations with.
It feels like everybody, which is incredible. It's just legend after legend.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you've kind of told us the inspiration behind the book, Isabel Stevens's work, and of course, the Wing reaching out to you. How long have you been working on this?
You know, it's relatively quick. It's about 10 months. You know, you have to turn it around pretty quickly to get it out in time for the Tony Awards, and that's coming up very soon. So, you know, that was why we wanted to be on this schedule.
Amazing. So I want to ask, what has it been like developing the book?
So for me, the Tonys, I'm very competitive, and there's nothing I love more than the Tony Awards. You know, it's my Super Bowl. I don't do sports. So for me, there's nothing better. And just to get to dive into it is incredible and so much fun. And I've learned so much. You know, I'm a pretty big theater geek, so to start with. And I've learned even so much more from the people who are involved. So, you know, all of that is in the book. So that's wonderful. I'm happy to bring that to people.
That is so wonderful. Yes. So with this all-encompassing book, is there a message or a thought you hope that readers are going to take away?
Oh my gosh. Well, there's so many themes that I found, you know, with talking to such a large amount of people, you sort of hear some of the same messaging over and over. And so absolutely number one is the sense of community that's in the theater community. You know, that's just the biggest takeaway, is that it really is unlike any other performing industry, because everyone is together all the time. You don't get that on a movie set or even on a TV show, you know, so that's very special. And the relationships really last lifetimes. You know, it's just, it's very special kind of thing. And even people who are known for like movies and television, like Billy Crystal and James Corden and people like that, theater holds such a special place for them. And, you know, it really fuels them. And just, they love being on Broadway specifically, because it's so different from anything else. Like James Corden was saying, it's so different from the West End, because everyone is, all the shows are together. It's not spread out. And Billy Crystal, you know, talked about being backstage right before going on. He said it's the same feeling that he would get when he was 6 or 7 waiting to go on to the school play. That excitement never changes for him. It's just, you know, but There's so many stories, and they're all individual, and so much fun.
I love all that. That's amazing. Is there any one person in particular you got to speak to that stands out among everyone else?
I mean, yes and no, but yes for a very personal reason. So no, in that they were all incredible. And like, how can you choose a favorite amongst people like Mel Brooks and Nathan Lane and Cheetah Rivera? And that's really difficult. But the one person who I actually got to have a relationship with was Carol Burnett. So for me, that was very special. And she and I was at her house recently, and it was just very special. So we've definitely, she and I launched this campaign to have a theater named in honor of Hal Prince. So, we have this continuing relationship that means a lot to me.
That is amazing. Oh my gosh, that is amazing. Well, let me ask you, who are you hoping have access to this book?
I am hoping, well, I so I don't think it's for me to say, but I in my dreams it would be, everyone out there who loves theater, but mostly, not mostly, but especially kids out there who don't have access to see shows on Broadway because, they're just not in New York, or they don't have the means, or, Broadway can be expensive, as we well know. I ran into somebody the other day, an actor, and he said to me, "Congratulations on the book." When I was growing up, there was this book about Broadway musicals, and it was everything to me. He said, "And you've written something that I think will be that for other kids." And that touched me in such a way. I had not thought about that before. So that's really stayed with me. So that's why I say that. Something that I learned, because I grew up in New York, I've lived here my whole life, so I don't have this perspective, but a lot of people like Sutton Foster, Victoria Clark, they would tell me that for them, the Tonys was their only chance to ever see a glimpse of a Broadway show. And it was so special to them for that reason. So that never even occurred to me because I grew up going to shows. So those performances on the Tonys were everything to them.
Second part of our interview is, we love giving our listeners the opportunity to get to know our guests a bit better. And of course, we've had you on before. We've had you on twice before, if
Oh
memory
my,
serves me right, which
I
is
can't stop talking.
so I want to ask you, how did you come into the performing arts, into the theater?
It was, there's no one moment. It was just something that I always loved and I always wanted to do. No one else in my family had any kind of connection to the arts. I was just this weird kid who that's all I loved. So, I just started working as a kid and I did that for 10 years. I was an actor. And then when I did that up until I graduated from college. And around that time, I had a big audition for this soap opera. Did I tell you the story before? Do you know this? No? Okay. So it was As the World Turns. And I was up for this role. And so, I got close to it, but it went to this unknown actress at the time whose name is Parker Posey. So I started to follow her career, and so that loss gave me the idea to write a book based on people's experiences not getting cast. And so my first book was called Casting Might Have Beens, and it was the most fortuitous failure in my life because it brought me to a career that I love so much more than acting.
Wow, I love that. Let me ask you, I see you on social media all the time at this show, that show, and every show. I feel like we're just following each other around. Have you seen any great theater lately that you might be able to recommend to our listeners?
Yes, I mean, I try to see as much as I can. So, well, first of all, I'm going to recommend that everyone watch the PBS recording of Pearly Victorious that ran a few months ago. That is up for six Tonys, and that is a wonderful wonderful show. And I was lucky to go to the screening of it yesterday, and it doesn't lose a thing. Sometimes when you record a show, it's nowhere near as good, but this is every bit as good as on Broadway. So I absolutely recommend that. I love Patriots. I think that is running for a bit longer, so I hope people will get to see that. I love The Outsiders. There's so much great theater right now.
It is an embarrassment of riches right now. The audience truly is the real winner. Well, we've arrived at my favorite question to ask guests, and I'm excited to hear another one from you. I feel like your next book is going to be this. And that, of course, is what is your favorite theater memory?
Oh my gosh. Well, I think for me, there is no greater moment than just as a kid. I wanted to see this show so much. So when I was finally taken to see Annie as a little girl, meant the world to me. And I just the magic of walking in and just being there, being in the room. I had listened to the soundtrack every single day after school for, I don't know, a zillion years, it felt like. And I knew every moment of that album. So of course I knew all the things that were different when I heard them live in the show than on the album. You know, they make changes obviously when they record. So that was a revelation for me. And just, you know, just watching them, it wasn't the original cast, but you know, it was later. But still, for me, there was nothing like that magic of just being there. And then after the show, I remember going, it was around holiday time because my birthday's in December. So I guess it was a birthday present. So I went down to the bathroom area after the show, and the cast was all there because they were just about to have a Christmas party in the theater. And so I got to talk to, you know, some of the orphans, and oh my God, for me, they were like, you know, I don't know, the Rolling Stones or whoever. Taylor Swift.
That is a wonderful memory. What an amazing memory. Thank you for sharing that. Well, as we wrap things up, I would love to know, do you have any other projects coming on the pipeline that we might be able to plug for you?
Well, I have started a companion podcast to this Tony Awards book. It's called Behind the Awards, and I hope people check that out. We've had some really great guests. You know, we're pretty new, but we started with Robin Herder, who is just such a love. And we have coming up, we have Joe Mantegna, we have Yardley Smith, who is the voice of Lisa Simpson. And she's fantastic because it's even though the book is the Tony Awards, the podcast we've branched out and it's the Oscars, the Emmys, the Golden Globes, the Drama Desk Awards. So it's all different awards. We want to embrace everyone and just a celebration of excellence.
That is amazing. And what is the name of that show one more time?
It's called Behind the Awards.
Wonderful. And I'm guessing people can listen to it anywhere that they get their
That's
podcast.
right. Yep. So they should go from this one and then go to mine.
Exactly.
Yeah,
That's the best way to do it. And then, of course, your other podcasts that you do. I mean, you got it all going on.
I like to keep busy, you know.
Well, that leads to my final question, which of course is if our listeners want more information about this book, The Tony Awards, A Celebration of Excellence in the Theater, or about you, maybe they'd like to reach out to you. How can they do so?
Well, they can absolutely reach out to me on Instagram. It's at Ila Mel, my name, but I'll spell it because it's a hard one. It's Eilamell. And I just want to add that Audra McDonald wrote the foreword to the book, and that I'm so proud of that.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, Isla, thank you so much.
Oh,
So
thank you. I'd love to be on your show.
I'm so happy that you joined us again, and I'm so happy about this book. I cannot wait. I'm going to be rushing down after payday, down to the drama bookshop and getting my copy and immediately diving in on the subway. I'll probably just miss my stop and I'll be fine with it. And I really love talking with you, and I'm so glad we were able to make this happen. So thank you for your today.
Thank you.
My guest today has been the amazing author Isla Mel, whose new book, The Tony Awards, A Celebration of Excellence in the Theater, is available now everywhere you get books, especially at the Drama Bookshop and the Museum of Broadway. This is such a stellar book. You're going to want to pick it up. It's the perfect companion for any and all theater books, including Isla's other book, Designing Broadway, which you should definitely check out. We also have some contact information for our guests, which we'll be posting on our episode description, as well as on our social media posts. Right now, head to your bookshop, get this book, check it out, and also check out the companion podcast that goes with this. Again, the book is The Tony Awards, A Celebration of Excellence in the Theater. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies, and keep talking about theater.
In a stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.